Thank you, Pastor, for the invitation. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I press the Lord give you a blessed day today with your family. Bienvenidos los que hablan español también. Felicidades en este día de Acción de Gracias. If it's okay with you, they've been sitting here listening in English and trying to follow. And if it's okay, we're going to interrupt a little bit with Spanish. We have one family with us, and then, of course, my family. Others were invited, but apparently couldn't make it. But little by little, we're making these steps as we establish the Spanish ministry here. Así que vamos a dar un poquito en español para que no se me duerman ahí en sus asientos, que se sigan despiertos. And I would like to invite you this morning to turn in your Bibles to the book of Psalms. Psalms 100. Quiero invitarles que busquen en sus Biblias el Salmo 100. We want to thank you for the encouragement and support you give to us and to the Hispanic ministry. Queremos darles nuestro agradecimiento al apoyo que dan al ministerio en español. This last Tuesday at Food Bank, we had a especially good Bible study. Este último martes en el Banco de Comida tuvimos un estudio bíblico bastante especial. I had woken up that day and I wasn't feeling well. Había amanecido, no me sentía bien. No tenía fuerzas, I didn't have any strength. And didn't really even have a message. Y no tenía tampoco un mensaje realmente. So I just asked the Lord, I said, Lord, please show your hand. Entonces nomás pedí al Señor, por favor, muestra tu mano. And the Lord gave strength to come. Dios dio la fuerza para venir y para hablar. And I didn't really invite anybody to the Bible study. Realmente no invité al estudio bíblico. Solamente fui saludando a los que habían llegado en la fila. I was only going along, shaking hands with those who had come to the, who were in line waiting for the tickets. I was just going along shaking hands. How are you doing? How's your family? God bless you. And some others invited. Otras personas invitaron. And we had over 40 come to the Bible study. Y más que 40 llegaron al estudio bíblico. And there was just such an excellent spirit, tan excelente espíritu, just open, listening. The Lord was working. Dios estaba obrando. And it was His work, which it always is. Y era su obra, gracias a Dios. So if you think of it, pray that the Lord would draw. There's those there that have been coming a lot, have not yet made profession of faith. Muchos han estado viniendo, pero no han llegado a profesar fe en Cristo todavía. And so if you think of it, pray for them. And we talked about this psalm. Hablamos de este salmo. In English, it's, I believe, the only place in the scripture where the word thanksgiving actually appears. Creo que es la única ocasión en toda la Biblia donde la palabra thanksgiving en inglés aparece. Please notice verse 4. Let's look at verse 4 for a moment. Vamos a ver versículo 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Versículo 4, Salmo 100, dice, entrad por sus puertas con acción de gracias. Por sus atrios con alabanza, alabadle, bendecid su nombre. Let's pray for a moment. Vamos a orar un momento. Father, we come to you again with thanks, with thankful hearts, with gratitude for your goodness. We come to you with thanksgiving for you are a great king and faithful to those who follow you. You are a good father. You're merciful, and your loving kindness, Lord, is new every morning. Te damos gracias, Padre, por ser buen Padre, por ser creador fiel, por tu misericordia, por tu gran amor para con nosotros, tu provisión, tu bondad. Eres para nosotros tan fiel y bueno. Te damos gracias y entramos a tus puertas con acción de gracias. En el nombre de Cristo, in Jesus' name, amen. What an encouraging thought here, and especially today, but it really is not, I think, limited to Thanksgiving holiday, of course. Rather, I think it's for every time that we're to come to enter into His gates, or in Spanish it says into His doors. Think of it for just a moment. Piensa por un momento, aquí nos invita que cada vez que hemos de entrar por sus puertas, o sea, hemos de entrar en su presencia. What's the idea? To enter into His gates. His gates have to do with the place where He dwells, where He can be found, and where He is to be worshipped. Sus puertas tienen que ver con el lugar donde Él mora, donde Él ha de ser encontrado, donde su presencia está para que nosotros le adoremos. And so, when we're to enter into His presence, we're to come consciously with thanksgiving. Entonces, cuando hemos de entrar en su presencia, hemos de entrar conscientemente con acción de gracias. Now, in ancient times, there was the custom that if anyone was to come to present himself before a king, he would need to bring gifts. There was this sense that you didn't come before the king with empty hands. You would come with gratitude and thanksgiving and some gift, because all of the bounty that you enjoyed in your land was in some measure due to the good rule of that king. And so you would bring an offering to recognize the goodness of the king. You wouldn't appear before your king with your hands empty. La idea en tiempos antiguos era de traer presentes ante el rey, de reconocer la bondad del rey en sus beneficios para el país y para la nación, y debías de traer alguna ofrenda, algún regalo, algún reconocimiento de su bondad, que no te presentaras delante del rey con las manos vacías, porque mucho de lo que gozas en la tierra es debido a ese buen gobierno de ese rey. For example, 1 Kings 4:21, don't turn, let me read it. It says, Solomon reigned over all the kingdoms from the river unto the land of the Philistines and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his life. Por ejemplo, 1 Reyes 4:21, y Salomón señoreaba sobre todos los reinos desde el Eufrates hasta la tierra de los Filisteos y el límite con Egipto, y traían presentes y sirvieron a Salomón todos los días que vivió. Or 2 Chronicles 17:5, therefore the Lord established the kingdom in His hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. También 2 Crónicas 17:5, Jehová, por tanto, confirmó el reino en su mano, y todo Judá dio a Josafat presentes, y tuvo riquezas y gloria en abundancia. And so to not bring a gift before to the king was, in a very definite sense, communicating that you did not consider that king to be worthy to be your king. El no traer presentes al rey comunicaba la idea de que no considerabas ese rey digno de ser tu rey. For example, First Samuel 10:27, when Saul, the first king of Israel, was first anointed as king, 1 Samuel 10:27 says, but the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Primero de Samuel, la idea de no traer un regalo, pues significaba que menospreciabas al rey. Primero de Samuel 10:27, cuando el primer rey de Israel fue ungido y le están estableciendo como el primer rey de toda la nación. Primero de Samuel 10:27, pero algunos perversos dijeron, ¿cómo nos ha de salvar este? Y le tuvieron en poco y no le trajeron presente, mas él disimuló. So Saul was gracious in that moment and kind of just passed it over and didn't make a big issue out of it. But here these were despising him as king. So they brought no present because they didn't think him worthy. Así, Saúl disimula, no les toma en cuenta, simplemente lo pasa por alto, pero estos menospreciaron al rey, no lo consideraron digno de ser rey. And yet, we come, and perhaps I think perhaps lost the sense that when we come to our service here in church, or even when we come into the presence of the Lord in our personal devotional time, we're sitting before the great King. And what do we bring? Aun cuando nosotros entramos aquí en la iglesia, estamos viniendo nosotros, o tal vez en un tiempo de oración personal en la casa, estamos por venir delante del gran rey. ¿Y qué traemos a él? There's another thought in the scripture that a governor or a king also should be recognized for his benefits to the land, for his good reign in the terms of giving of thanks. It was the custom to address the governor or the king with gratitude for his goodness to the land. También había una costumbre de dirigirse al gobernador o rey con gratitud por su bondad a la nación. In fact, before you were to come and ask the king for some new petition, you should bring to the king, first of all, recognition of what he'd done. That you recognized his benefits, that you were aware of his good works on behalf of the people he governed, that you saw what he had done, and you would thank and praise the king for his good works before you just come in and ask for something more. Estar consciente de también la costumbre de dirigirse al gobernador o rey con gratitud por su bondad a la nación. Se debía estar consciente de su benevolencia, reconocer sus obras a favor del pueblo que él gobernaba. They would need to be careful to acknowledge what he had done before they asked for some new help. Debían ser cuidadosos de agradecer lo ya hecho antes de pedir nueva ayuda. And so, for example, in Acts 24, Paul is to be tried before the governor, Felix. In Hechos 24, Pablo va a venir ante el gobernador para ser acusado por los judíos, y lo van a poner ante el gobernador Felix. And so, Acts 24 says, and when he was called forth, and now this is the accuser, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, we accept it always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. El acusador llega ante el gobernador y dice estas palabras en Hechos. Tertulo comenzó a acusar diciendo, como debido a ti gozamos de gran paz, y muchas cosas son bien gobernadas en el pueblo y por tu prudencia, oh excelentísimo Félix, lo recibimos en todo tiempo, en todo lugar, con toda gratitud. And so there's this very clear description of thankfulness. We're so thankful for your worthy governing, your providence, your worthy deeds. We accept it always and with all thankfulness. You're such a great ruler. Of course, he's in this case playing up to the ruler, but there's a sense that you come before this governor with gratitude for what you've seen and what you've received. Había un sentido que debía estar agradecido al gobernador por lo que uno ha recibido en el país y por lo que ha hecho mucho antes. Tertullus is about to ask for his judgment on what they consider to be this criminal, and yet he comes with thanksgiving before the governor. Estaba a punto de pedir juicio, pero antes de pedir cualquier cosa, viene con gratitud ante el gobernador. So now, Psalm 100 and verse 4 says to us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When you and I are to come into the presence of our great King, our good governor, ought we not also to be prepared with thanksgiving? Cuando tú y yo hemos de entrar a la presencia de nuestro gran rey, nuestro señor, el buen gobernador, ¿no hemos de entrar también nosotros con acción de gracias? De reconocer su bondad. Should we not recognize what he's done? Should we not be constantly aware of his goodness, his good deeds and his good works and all that he has done on our behalf so that we come to him with thanksgiving? No debemos estar nosotros conscientes de sus buenas obras, de su buena provisión, de todo lo que ha hecho por nosotros para que entremos con acción de gracias. I think it's a sad commentary on our society today that we're so consumed with our covetousness and materialism that all we can think about when we come to God is, Lord, give me more. Es una señal de la condición de nuestra sociedad, de tanto codicia y tanto materialismo, que cuando venimos ante Dios, lo único que podemos pensar es, Dios, dame más. Dios, dame más. And rather than fall into the trap that our society has fallen into, where they rush headlong into desiring and coveting more and more and more, we should look back and say, Lord, all that you have given me is so good. You've given me so much. You've given me more than most peoples of the earth. The very fact that you and I live in this country means that we live in the top 10% of the people in the world. We have more than most people in the world. And yet all we can think about is getting more stuff. We want to go to Stuff Mart and fill our house like Madame Blueberry, if you've ever seen VeggieTales. I don't know how to translate that one. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebreos 13 nos dice, así que ofrezcamos siempre a Dios, por medio de él, sacrificio de alabanza, acción de gracias y gratitud. Es decir, fruto de labios que confiesan su nombre. When we're constantly aware of what God has done for us, cuando estamos constantemente conscientes de lo que Dios ha hecho por nosotros, when we're looking around to see what he's doing, cuando estamos mirando alrededor para ver lo que él está haciendo, when we're looking to see his good hand with us, cuando estamos buscando ver su buena mano con nosotros, then we will be constantly thankful, full of gratitude. Siempre vamos a estar agradecidos, llenos de gratitud. And we won't have to search and make up things with which to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. No tendremos que buscar aquello con lo cual estar agradecido. Let me encourage you, when you come into his presence, when you come into his gates, permítame animarte, cuando entres en su presencia, cuando entres por sus puertas, come in with thanksgiving to the King. For all that he's done and bring that gift of thanksgiving. Y cuando entras, entra en la presencia de Dios con ese regalo de acción de gracias, con esa gratitud por lo mucho que él ha hecho. Don't come in with your hands empty. No entras con las manos vacías, el corazón vacío. Don't come into the church service with a negative heart, a bad attitude, condemning spirit. Bitter attitude. No entras en la iglesia ante el rey con espíritu de amargura y actitud mala y negativa y crítica. Because you're coming before the great King. When you're coming into the presence of the Lord in prayer yourself. Cuando entras en la presencia del Señor tú mismo. When it's your personal time before the Lord and you're coming before the King. Y tú vienes delante del rey en tiempo personal. Prepare your heart with thanksgiving to the King. Prepare tu corazón con acción de gracias. Entrad por sus puertas con acción de gracias.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Entrar por sus puertas con acción de gracias, por sus atrios con alabanza, alabadle, bendecid su nombre. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for all of your goodness, for allowing us to come into your presence. For, Lord, we do not deserve to come into your presence, to enter into your gates. Damos gracias, Padre, por el privilegio y la bendición de entrar por tu, en tu presencia, pasar por tus puertas que, de que no somos dignos. Allow us, Father, to constantly be aware of all that you do and all that you give us and of your presence with us. Ayúdanos, Señor, a estar siempre conscientes de todo lo que haces y todo lo que eres y todo lo que nos das. So that we can come into your gates with thanksgiving, for you are a great king. Que podamos entrar en tu presencia con acción de gracias, porque eres gran rey. We ask this in Jesus' name, in the name of Cristo. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.